Intermediate Faster Reading, New Edition. Unit 1, Coffee Culture. Reading Passage. Although people everywhere seem to enjoy drinking coffee, they do not all have the same coffee culture. In Europe, for example, coffee shops are common places for people to meet friends and to talk while they drink coffee. On the other hand, locations like this were not as common in North America in the past. Instead, people in North America tended to drink coffee in their homes, with their friends. The coffee culture in the USA changed when Starbucks coffee shops spread across the country. The first Starbucks coffee shop opened in 1971 in downtown Seattle, Washington, in the USA. It was a small coffee shop that roasted its own coffee beans. The coffee shop's business did well, and by 1981, there were 3 more Starbucks stores in Seattle. Things really began to change for the company in 1981. That year, Howard Schultz met the 3 men who ran Starbucks. Schultz worked in New York for a company that made kitchen equipment. He noticed that Starbucks ordered a large number of special coffee makers, and he was curious. Schultz went to Seattle to see what Starbucks did. In 1982, the original Starbucks owners hired Schultz as the company's head of marketing. In 1983, Schultz traveled to Italy. The unique atmosphere of the espresso bars there caught his eye. Back in the USA, Schultz created an atmosphere for Starbucks coffee shops that was comfortable and casual, and customers everywhere seemed to like it. Starbucks began opening more locations across the USA. Then the company opened coffee shops in other countries as well. Today, there are more than 16,000 Starbucks coffee shops worldwide. However, that does not mean Starbucks has not had problems. As a matter of fact, many Starbucks locations have closed over the past few years. In some cases, this is because there were too many coffee shops competing for business in one small area. In other cases, locations in some countries closed because the coffee culture there did not match with the "feel the same everywhere" atmosphere offered by Starbucks. Listening comprehension. Listen to the CD and fill in the blanks. Starbucks began as a small coffee company in downtown Seattle, in the United States. A man in New York noticed the small company bought a lot of special equipment to make coffee. He went to Seattle to learn about the company and was later hired by Starbucks. This man changed the atmosphere of the stores and helped to make Starbucks a huge company. As a matter of fact, Starbucks today has stores in thousands of locations in countries worldwide.